Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
We are impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape, from Zimbabwe to everywhere in Africa and beyond. Praise the Lord for that. We thank Him for the airwaves. We thank Him for internet. I see Ma is having her hand up. It is by the grace that we are able to broadcast in all these areas. Praise the Lord for that. And gave you the sounds of Nezimu Jeso Ratolahao, as it was dedicated to Thulani Ndlovu in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo. Thulani, I hope you've enjoyed that one. Matato says, morning, Sbo, can you please give me the details of the coming business seminar, please? All right, just give me a sec. Just give us a sec. Let me also greet Koli. Hello, Koli. How are you? Good morning, my queen. I hope that you're good. And then I said, the queen is in the house.
Thank you.
I'm
feeling so special today.
You are always special.
I am delighted.
And always
to be
beautiful.
Here. Thank you.
And Ma says to me, yeah, even if I can come wearing a sack of
rags, you will still compliment me.
Because the anointing, everyone.
Is the glory.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Sibongile. It's such a pleasure and an honor and a privilege also again to be here on Heart to Heart.
No, today it's just for you.
Is it today just for you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. It's me. It's not you.
People, I am moving places here on Radio Pulpit.
Shout out
to all the IMS partners who are tuning in this morning.
Yeah.
And everyone else on Radio
Pulpit. No. It's not your fault. So, family, my head on the guillotine, not mine. Mapule says, amen, amen.
Amen. Rockstar.
Ma. There is one person, Matato, and I'm sure it's not just Matato. Mm-hmm. Before we go to today's teaching,
yes.
Matato wants to know about the business seminar for the weekend. Do we still have space? Can I still register? Wonder how excited I am.
I'm bouncing off the walls. Absolutely. We are waiting for everyone. You know, the more I'm praying about this, the Lord is telling me there is going to be a shift.
Yes.
The people are going to change gears. People are going to walk out of that place with a divine impartation to come unstuck whatever has held them back. So, people, yes, there absolutely are more spaces. In fact, the great news is because of the numbers of people who are coming, we've had to move our venue. So we've got a new venue so that we can accommodate every single person. I told the Lord, Lord, I want every single person who wants to come to be there. So we're going to now be in Four Ways Sandton, moving from Wendywood Sandton. So Four Ways Sandton, absolutely, we are going to be at 2055 Frederick Road, Broadacres, Four Ways Sandton. Yes, absolutely. Please do register. Please contact our WhatsApp line.
Mm-hmm.
We are waiting just for you.
Let's give them the WhatsApp line.
The WhatsApp line is 063-361-4417. So I want you to bomb that WhatsApp line right now. I want you to bomb it right now. So I know when I get to the office, they'll tell me, whilst you were still speaking, people were already responding. And that's exactly what we want. That's
063?
A person. 063-361-4417.
So that has to be clocked right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because are you going to come to a point where you say, we are closing, or can we register throughout until the day?
Yes, we want to really close our numbers by Thursday that we are
tomorrow.
Getting the catering right. Yes, we're getting. And, you know, if by whatever reason somebody Friday morning wants to, but please tomorrow, you know, we want to also be organized. So get the logistics right. Make sure that we have all the catering and the seating arranged for you. So if we can have all the names by tomorrow evening, that would be great.
And it's a free seminar.
It is absolutely free with these dynamic speakers who are coming. prepared just to come and minister to the people of God, you are going to your next level, whether you
tell
like
us
it
about
or not.
The speakers.
The speakers, yes. So we have got Pastor Samson Sule. Pastor Samson Sule is a minister in the marketplace. So he works at one of the big corporations that I won't mention online. But when you get there, you will know and you would have seen him on the poster. So Pastor Samson is working. He's also a business person. So he's an entrepreneur. He runs successful businesses, more than one. And he holds a corporate job. But he also is a pastor and a minister of the Gospel of Glory Word Center. So that is one of our speakers. An amazing speaker. Amazing gift to the body of Christ. So I can't wait myself to hear Pastor Samson. Then we have Pastor Ntato as well, Mapiloko. He's also here. He's a finance expert, so he's a financial director. He's also coming, again, also a pastor, but a marketplace minister. You know, I like to see this mix of marketplace ministers, of pastors, so solid in the word and solid in the marketplace. Because we are used to people being rather pastors, right? So they're in the church and they're preaching to us, but they don't understand what happens in that contentious work environment in the marketplace. And then we have people in the marketplace, and they, when you start to sift them spiritually, you realize, no, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. So here we have these speakers who are both. And then Rebecca Conreras, Rebecca's from Rebecca Talks. She is amazing on just helping people to crystallize your vision, to get your vision board right, because your faith must have a point of contact. Your prayers must have a point of contact. What are you trusting God for? What are you believing God for? So right. Rebecca does that, and she has been able to help people just to shift and get their vision boards done and really to pray and see God doing his work. And then yours truly, can I talk about myself?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm also one of the amazing speakers by the grace of God. So I, this is just what God has called me to do.
Yeah.
God has called me to come and equip and empower his people to function with their gifts, their talents, their abilities in the marketplace. And I tell you, because I have a prophetic unction, there is so much that God is telling me about this meeting. So I'm so excited. I'm excited to come and meet everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody who's coming.
Yeah.
Please come and say hi to me. So these are our four dynamic speakers in the marketplace, in ministry, and just ready to come and talk to you about how do you embark on this journey to kingdom wealth.
All right. And today, where are we going?
Today, we are going to talk about the people who are important. Remember, last week, I talked about the five C's to win in the marketplace. So I'm going to pick up a little bit more on that, because we want you to engage with us on our social media platforms. And why? We want to prepare you. You know, those days when you go to the church and the pastor preaches this fiery message, but you're not ready for all of that revelation, right? You're just like, okay, pastor, that's enough. I can't take anymore. So we want to prepare you when you're coming, because as we said, when you leave that place, not the next day, not 2 weeks from now, when you leave Saturday, you must have walked into that wealthy place.
Amen.
You must have been propelled. So we are wanting to prepare you.
Amen.
So I'm going to continue with who are some of the characters in the Bible who were in the marketplace and what were they able to do? So I'm continuing with the five C's. Who are some of those characters? Because I want you to identify with those characters. Sometimes we read about them like Bible stories, but I want to land today that you are that person. You are the Esther that you're waiting to see. Yes, maybe you're clapping hands for Reverend Prudence.
Yeah.
You're clapping hands for Sibongile. But God wants you to arise and shine. Yes, Mapule, God wants you. Yes, Matabo, God wants you. I'm calling you out today. God wants you to arise and shine. So that is where we are going today. In our last,
let's do that, Ma.
Yeah, last meeting before the business empowerment seminar.
It's already here.
Can you imagine? And I've just, you
when
know,
we like, started talking about it, it was like it's still far
away.
I mean,
here we are.
It's here.
3 days. Yes. So let's talk about the five C's. So last week I introduced the five C's, and we talked about, first of all, be courageous. So the first one was courage, right? So you're listening to me out there. You are in your marketplace. And you are thinking, yes, Pastor, I know, Reverend, I should be taking that step. I should have had that courageous conversation with my boss, yeah, with my colleague. I want to open that business with my husband. My husband doesn't want to give me the money to open my business. Mm. Or my husband or my wife says, no, it's too risky for me to follow my purpose in God. They're saying, you know, I need to try this and that. And they are just not supporting me. We said to be courageous, meaning you must have that courageous conversation with that person that is standing as a hindrance before your next level.
Mm.
Maybe you should, like we said, maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's your company to support you in your education. Maybe you mm-hmm. want to study further. Maybe it is the business, your client. You need to talk to your client about what is the next step to take in order for you to walk in kingdom wealth. So you need to talk to your client. I've got other products, other services that I can offer to you to improve my value, add to you as a client.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an employee who's not performing. Let me just start pausing right there.
Yeah.
There are employees in our businesses.
Ish.
Maybe they are family members. I'm just going to say that lower. So
it happens
no
a lot.
Family member can
it happens.
Hear. And we've employed them and you know they are not good for your business's next level. How Ish. Do I know this? Because a lot of the time, because I support small businesses,
yeah.
so typically when I go into a mall,
mm.
I will go into some of those shops and then I'm there and then the shop assistant, totally bored. Doesn't even care that I'm in the shop looking around. I'm trying to find something. They don't care. They're just sitting there on their phones, scrolling along. It's time for you to have that courageous conversation with that employee that every time you walk in the store, she's nowhere to be found. Every time you walk into the store, the clients are complaining. Every time your sales are going down,
mm-hmm.
time to be courageous about it and have that courageous conversation with them because it is going to unlock your path to kingdom wealth. Because when we don't have these conversations, we are definitely going to stay at the next level. Next year,
mm.
this same time mm. in March, I'm going to come back on Radio Pulpit and you're going to be at that same level. So mm. what are we saying? To be courageous means to take the step.
Mm. And you know, you mentioned something very important. Sometimes we bring in our friends, we bring in our families, and we are even afraid of correcting them when they're doing wrong in
That's
our
it.
Businesses and they are messing up.
Being courageous. That is it. Imagine working with your spouse and having to have that conversation. And I can tell you this because I'm trying to be a little bit transparent.
Yeah.
I've worked with a spouse before in a business.
Yeah.
And things didn't go right. So we had to have board meetings, directors meetings to say, okay, let's just pause here. Let's get the accounts. Let's get the accountants in and let's have the courageous conversation. So I'm not telling you something that I haven't had to do myself.
Mm.
You will have to have that courageous conversation because the longer you put it off, you are going to be paused at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Your business, your career, your academics will not go any further
mm-hmm.
than you taking that courageous step. So that is it.
Mm.
That is it. So I want to talk about under courage, being courageous. Let's talk about Moses, right?
Okay.
I'm saying I want you to identify with these characters. Moses is there looking after his father-in-law's sheep, and God calls him for his God assignment. Like
mm.
God is calling you today who's listening to me.
Mm.
God has called you for your God assignment. But Moses is not paying attention. The burning bush experience. Then God sends him back. Because sometimes we want it to be easier. Sometimes you want God to say, no. Go back and talk to your boss. Go back and talk to that employee. But you don't want to do that. So you want God to speak to you about something else. No, Lord, bless my business, bless my destiny and all of that. And the Lord says, you have to face this situation. You have to be courageous about it. So Moses left Egypt running away because he had killed the Egyptian. But the first place God sent him back to is exactly where?
Egypt.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, are you serious right now? I still have to have that conversation with my boss,
I'm
with my
murderer,
client, with my family member, with my spouse, with my children. Really? Seriously, Lord? Yes. So I want you to identify that the people that we're reading about in the Bible are ones who also had to apply these C's to be effective in what God had called them to do. So Moses had to go right back. He couldn't go to the next town, to the next village, to the next city. He had to go back to where he failed. oh my goodness, I feel the anointing there. Mm. You may have to go back where you have failed before. You may have to go back to that business that has failed before. This is the resurrection power of Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a week we had last week, right? Mm. And it says for 40 days after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he showed himself alive by infallible proofs on the earth, showing himself over and over and over again, his resurrection power. So I'm speaking to someone who has failed before, and the Lord tells you, try again. But this time you are trying with the faith of the resurrection power of Christ. This time you will not fail. I've dropped the mic right there.
Amen. Amen. It's time to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Time to move forward. Mm. That is it. And that is what this conference is about. It's about, remember we said your path, right? It's a journey. Mm. It's not a destination. You must first embark on your journey for you to get to the destination. So it is time indeed to move forward. So that is it. So courageous, be courageous. Follow the examples of these people in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I sit on that example?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bring a real prophetic word here. So when we look at this example of Jesus raising from Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we see in Matthew 27, mm-hmm. around 57, verse 57, it says, when the evening had come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body and begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered to him.
Mm.
So what am I saying? I'm saying to you, in the marketplace, I know sometimes people are spiritual and they're thinking, no, it's the pastors. God wants to bless other people, not us. Let me tell you something. This scripture tells us that it was a marketplace person who was the one who had the means, the resources, the ability to get the body of Jesus. I've dropped the mic right there. It wasn't the disciples.
Mm-mm.
It was somebody in the marketplace, Joseph, who had the ability to go and face Pilate and say, I want the body of Jesus. So marketplace people, I am just today coming to talk to you to say you have to arise in your marketplace, because God will give you the resources to do things that other people cannot do.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
And what a great thing that he did.
Can you imagine? It's not the disciples. It's not the pastors. It's a marketplace person who goes and faces Pilate and says, I want the body of Jesus.
And
one of the most,
and
I want it. Ooh. And he had the ability to put it in this new tomb.
Hey.
The Bible says he took new cloths, linen cloths. He covered the body of Jesus. He laid it in his tomb. Ooh. Oh my goodness.
And
have I said something right there? This is it.
My goodness.
A marketplace minister. So what am I saying today? I said I'm coming to encourage you about the characters.
Because what we expect, we expecting the pastors to be the ones that roll the body.
The disciples.
And put it in there, you know. Even in our lives, we expect the pastors to be doing everything.
That is the thing. Well,
but we and at the marketplace have been called. We, that's our pulpit.
Oh my goodness. Let this settle on you. That it was only the person with the divine ability in the marketplace who was able to go and demand the body of Jesus. And it was given to him because
courageous.
He had the ability to deal with it. That is it. There's another Joseph in the Bible. Another Joseph in the Bible, when we go to the book of Genesis, Joseph was in the marketplace in Potiphar's house. He went to prison. In the prison, the Bible says, because the Spirit of God was with him, Potiphar's house was flourishing. In the prison, he was flourishing. They even put him in charge in the prison. And at the end, he went all the way to, again, out of there, the king called him to come and interpret his dreams. But at the end of the day, what did Joseph do? Joseph brought the solution of the nation at that time, seven fat cows, seven lean cows, 7 fat years, 7 lean years. If we are not finding ourselves in those same times, this time we are not yet out of COVID, right? People are still going through the most. People are still going through the most. So we have marketplace people who must arise, who've got solutions for this hour. Like Joseph had the solution how to save the whole Egypt from famine. Even the Bible tells us the neighboring countries had to come and get wheat from them, because they then stored it up so that in those lean years, there was a solution. Another marketplace person. God has given you a solution. You're listening to me today.
Yeah.
God has given you a solution. You don't want to be courageous. You do not want to be creative. You do not want to embrace the change in your life. You don't want to come into community. I've come to talk to you today. Meet me on Saturday at that empowerment seminar.
Yeah.
You will be first empowered by the Holy Ghost. That is it. So I'm coming to talk to marketplace people that you must start to see how sacred the work is that you are doing right there in the marketplace.
Most of the times we also are not courageous because we look at what we do. We think it's beneath.
Absolutely. Many. It's not sacred work. It's secular.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because we have been told the marketplace is secular work. Do you know what the meaning
there's
of the
nothing when it comes to the kingdom? There's nothing secular about where he's sending you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that is why I'm saying we need to clean up our language. Because if somebody comes to me and say what I do every day for God is secular work, and secular means devoid of spirituality, how can I now take that seriously? Because I'm always thinking, you know what? If I preach on Sunday in the church, then God will accept that. But what I'm doing here every day in the marketplace, HR manager, marketing manager, IT consultant, I don't see God in that. But who gave you the brains? Who gave you the ability?
Who
makes your heart
door
to beat? Who gives you the as Joseph, the designs? Who gives you the dreams? How to solve these problems in that very company? It is God.
All right. A family member here says, blessing Spongile and our speaker. You are in line with the prophetic word given on other platforms. It is also in Israel's history, the Jubilee and mine. And
amen.
Here's a question. If I failed in marriage, he moved on and there's no reason to go back, then how do I redo or go back to where I failed to succeed this time around? Mm. Also, like failed relationships. She's taking it to other platforms with a parent, and the parent passed away. Mm. How does it work then?
Amen. First of all, you start by what you have declared and confessed. It is your time for Jubilee. It is your time for Jubilee. I prophetically announce that to you and agree with you in faith. So if it is your Jubilee, it is your Jubilee. So you first have to put a stake in the ground there. Because the very next question that you're asking is, but I'm in Jubilee, but I failed. I failed in marriage. I failed with a relationship with a parent. So first cement yourself. It is my Jubilee year. God always restores. You see, even Moses. Moses had to go back what he did wrong. And we will look at that and say, that was very wrong. But God still used him. God still restored him. God still took him, used him to humble the forces of Egypt. So how it will be with you. So how do you go back? The person has moved on. You can trust God for marriage again. I've dropped the mic there. Yes, you don't have to go to that person because you say the person has moved on. But you can say, Father, I am trusting you again for marriage. You said it's not good for a man to be alone. So I desire to be married. God will grant us the desires of heart.
And I think to also to allow the Lord Holy Spirit to heal one from the past. Because if you've gone through it first, it becomes scary to come back to that place.
Yes, exactly.
Just like Moses was so scared.
Yeah,
and he's like,
no,
I'm a stutterer.
I can't speak. Hey, no, please, Lord. not Egypt. Can I just not go somewhere?
Can't you send me somewhere else?
No. God says, you'll go there. Nomakanjan, you are going there.
Yeah.
I'll send someone with you. So that is just the mercy
of
God.
So if the Lord can heal us from that.
Absolutely.
Well.
That's why I started by saying, if you're in your Jubilee.
Now, if somebody has passed on, like the parent has passed away, is it also
good
needing
question.
God for healing?
It is, because that's where the Holy Spirit starts. Remember, it says, I desire that you prosper even as your soul prospers. So some of us are wounded. Some of us are broken. Some of us have gone through horrible life experiences. And not all is rosy. And I'm not going to preach that message because life happens to all of us. It has happened to me. So I really can identify with this person. And I will say to you, you may not be able to go and reconcile physically And forgiveness is not like that. As they said, forgiveness is about you letting go of that.
Mm.
You repenting of your part, Father, I did wrong. I maybe didn't honor my parents. Maybe my parent did this and that to me. But I'm not going to stand for what they did. I'm only going to stand for my part of what I then did. Walked away from them, never spoke to them, did this and did that. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to heal me. I ask you to restore me.
Okay.
And I want to parent differently, because if we don't do that, we carry those wounds and we parent our children
the
like that. So
way.
We carry it to the next generation.
Yeah.
So there is hope for you. I love this question. I must tell you, you are able. God restores. He redeems. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Redemption.
Mm.
We have all
everything
of that.
That
and
has
resurrection.
Been lost.
Resurrection. Resurrection. There's people that can tell you testimonies about family relationships that were dead. We are in resurrection time. God can raise up anything, any person in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Another one says, morning radio, well, pulpit family, I failed with my business. Did not have a registered one because I worked out of my house. Yesterday, the third, I looked at my garden, saw the plants that was totally dead, got green leaves. In my spirit, it's a resurrection season. I will try again.
My hands
not
are up.
Giving up.
My hands are up because you have identified the season that you are in.
Oh my.
You know, Sunday, the 1st of April, it's Monday.
Yeah,
Monday,
yes.
I'm walking and praying in a prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says to me, Prudence, it is resurrection season.
Amen.
That's what the person has said. I agree.
So is it restoration season as well?
It,
all that the locusts have eaten, now the Lord restoring is according to the book of Joel.
If the dead plants have come alive again, saints of God, if the nature is speaking to that person every day, what about you? It says how much more will God, if he looks after this, the sparrows, if he looks after the birds, if he looks, how much more?
Because you are of much value than they.
Oh my goodness.
Caroline Samantha Turnbull says, powerful message, blessing.
Thank you, Caroline.
Ooh, I can see Caroline going like us in studio.
Is Caroline coming on Saturday?
Just Caroline, are you coming?
To the next level.
Well, let's take a break and then come back to talk to family some more. Those are the sounds of Dr. Excel Mkwating featuring Mabongi Mabaso. And the song is Have Your Way. May he have your way in your business.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Yeah, on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Lord, have your way. Let it be our prayer throughout 2024. And let us be also willing to allow the Lord Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives, in our businesses, in our families, in all the platforms, in all areas of our lives as we occupy till he comes. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Dr. Excel Mkwating featuring Mabongi Mabaso. Have your way. 22 minutes. It is just before 11. I'm not alone. I am with Mama Prudence Muchumi, who is the founder of the International Marketplace Summit. And we are talking about the characters in the Bible who are in the marketplace, and we are learning from them. And your mama has mentioned a number of them already. And yeah, my family, the scripture reading that we had, Matthew 27:57, hoping that you're taking notes. And yeah, I see Royal Koli. Let me see Royal Koli. says, morning Sibongile and the pastor. I'm so glad I tuned in this morning because I really needed this message. The pastor is right. Some of us are still feeling the effects of COVID in our businesses and don't want to lie. I was questioning everything now, but your message has really given me the courage. Spoke about
there
courage
to
continue in business. And she says, I wanted to ask, is it important to register a business even if it's small? Thank you and God bless you.
Love the question. I love the question because it takes a seed as small as a mustard seed. Do you know how you show the forces around that you are serious with your business?
Yeah.
Is you go and register it. Didn't I come 3 weeks ago and I said, today, the only thing you have to do is go and register your business.
I remember.
Yeah, I don't care what idea you had, business of what, the P of this, the gardening. Go and register that business because, as I said, I'm not only talking to you naturally, I'm talking to you prophetically. I'm here to come and tell you the Lord himself is ready. He is waiting on us. So absolutely, when you've registered that business, and that is how vision is. Remember, it says, write the vision down. So you write the business name down. You then send it out to CIPC. They go and register. They'll come back to you. You look at it every day, say, I haven't done anything with that business. Whilst you are doing that, the spirit in you is now starting to, as you continue to pray, you have done nothing. You just continue to pray. It's taking root in your spirit. It's taking root on your soul. Next best thing, somebody out of the clear blue sky ask you, hey, you were talking about that business. Have you started the business? I want to do something. I want to buy your cakes. I want to buy your scones. No, I'm not selling them. I'm just giving them out. The environment will give you clues for you to walk in purpose. So the environment will tell you, yes, no, Lord, I can't speak. The Lord says, you will go back to Pharaoh and you will go and speak there. That is it. You will give all the excuses.
It's so what time am I saying to go to back royal to Pharaoh.
What are we saying to royal guests? Absolutely. There's no business that is small in the kingdom, by the way. What is a small business? That is why I said we have to clean up the language because people will tell us. So we'll keep on confessing, I've got a small business. God forbid you do not have a small business in Jesus' name.
And then we remain small.
You are confessing it. No business is small. If God has given you that idea, oh my goodness, that thing is incubating. It is wanting to give
birth. It's a God business.
What is small about God? In fact, I think God is sitting there thinking, your dreams, Prudence, your dream is too small. Please, can you not get off the African continent? Go to other continents. You're just asking about South Africa. Seriously, maybe you don't know who I am. I've dropped the mic.
Oh, you did. You did indeed. Courageous.
Wonderful role gifts. Go for it.
May the Lord help us to even clean our vocab, our speeches.
Absolutely.
Because we have what we say.
We have
what we say. So if it's small, it will remain small.
That's what they say. They say if you say you have confidence, you have it. If you say you don't, either way, you are a correct, because what is coming out of your mouth is going to be the thing that is going to manifest.
All right, Ma, you said we have some other C's. We started with courageous.
Yes.
I'm looking at time. I'm like, oh, are we going to go? How far?
There's something about the clock when I come here, Sibongile. You need to look into it, please. So next C's, we said about creativity. We are children of God, so we have to be creative. I'm going to just rush through. The next one is about embracing change. If you want, so if I take the example of royal gifts, he wants to talk about his business. So you're going to have to look at your business creatively because your business has gone through an experience. You may not feel too inspired about it right now.
Uh-huh.
God has sent us here to inspire you to say, what did he say to Lazarus? Even Jesus, when they've put Jesus there, they put a stone. They didn't even just put Jesus in the grave. They put a stone and a guard to make sure you are not coming out of this grave. I told you, Sunday, on the 1st of April, the Lord told me you've entered resurrection season. So whatever that dream is, that business, that relationship, that opportunity, that proposal that you need to write, the resurrection power is available to raise that thing from the dead. That is what I've come to tell you. So that is the change, because if you still think about it the same, Lazarus will remain in the grave. Do you know when Jesus came out of the grave? The Bible says other people also resurrected. They came into the city. They were seen by many people. So not only did Jesus raise things around him, people around him raised as well. So child of God, if you are listening to me today, that business, that idea, that thing that you are thinking about, that job, that career, that opportunity is just waiting for you to apply faith for it to contact the resurrection power of Christ.
How do we choose the right people to talk to when the creative, they call them the creative juices. I'll call them the godly juices of creativity. How do we get the right people to talk to? Because most of the times we come with all the this that's coming that God is downloading into our spirit. And then I go to somebody who tells me, awa, it won't work.
There you go. That's your answer. That's your, the minute you tell a person your idea and they tell you it cannot happen, check out. Check right out there. They will give you clues who they are.
Okay.
So you do not, you know, in the Bible, it talks about midwives. When the king was killing the babies and there were certain midwives that he was saying, anybody who gives birth, you must kill the child.
And then these ones decided so we're not going to do that.
Exactly. So now immediately when you are with a midwife who wants to kill your dream, kill your vision, kill your business, that is the last time you sharing anything. The next time they come to you, your business is already registered. Your business is already clients. That's the next thing. You don't tell them anything anymore. So it's good because people show you who they are. And if they've shown you who they are, then they are not people who can birth. You see, in a thank you, Lord. In a labor ward, when you are going to give birth, not everybody's allowed there. They take you out of the ward. They take you to a clinical environment, a sterilized environment. Some of us do not sterilize the environment, telling everybody. The person tells you, no, it's not going to work. They are stealing your thing. They are doing this. No, no, no. You go to a sterilized environment. Only few people
who are wearing
allowed
sterilized clothes.
In the room where you give birth. Sometimes other people, even your mother, they'll say only so many people can be allowed in here.
Okay.
For you, to, for your baby, for your dream, for your business to survive that period, only certain people can be there.
All right. Limichi says, good morning, Spo and Mama. Powerful and inspirational message. Though have not started, but very encouraged to start and to start over in life.
Amen.
Some word to Limi? Oh, she said go for it.
That's it. That, you know, people. So let me tell you my example. As I said, I go on missions to countries. And then, so this is typically the response of some pastors even. So I'm praying. I said, Lord, I want, give me the nations. You said you'll give me the nations as an inheritance. The uttermost parts. Father, you said, go make disciples of all nations. That's my prayer. Then the Lord opens a door. Zambia, Malawi. Somebody calls me from these nations. I don't know people there, but people call me. Do you know what people typically do? They start praying again. Praying about what now? Hey, Lord, do you want me to go to Zambia? Didn't I say give me the uttermost pastor? Lord, Father, do you want me to go? Hey, they start praying from scratch. So I tell pastors, no. When I've prayed, the whole world, Jesus gave it to me, to go and declare the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. When the doors open, I don't start praying again. I go. God must stop me.
Yeah.
He's already said go, and I've already prayed about it. So now when, this is how to test yourself when you're out of faith. When you're out of faith, you start praying again from scratch.
I think it goes with people being afraid of the unknown, huh?
But that is faith, though. That is that is the nature of it. Hey, the just shall live by faith.
Of course, that's
so
what
you,
the word
you want to live by guarantee. By the way, the Holy Spirit is a guarantee. I don't know. Today we're cleaning it up. Today we're cleaning it up.
Setting
so that's
things
one
right.
Other C. Clean it up. I'm just
listen
put that
to,
one in there.
Ah, Limichi, don't join next year. Come this Saturday.
Yes. So.
Oh, she's in. He's in nice now.
No. So we have also got online for those who are
so
not
he
in
can,
town.
He can connect.
Absolutely. So register and you are able to see it online. Because remember, we are going to the uttermost parts of the earth. We have people who have registered for them from the United States.
Yes.
As far as the United States.
Yes.
So absolutely nice. That's not a problem. You're one of us.
So obviously, Limichi, you're there Saturday. No?
Absolutely.
Not next year.
I'm
going to
look and see on the list whether he's registered. Wonderful.
Yes, for the conference. All right. I also don't want to miss the conference. I was just, I'm here talking to my strategizing. She knows. I won't tell them on air, but I have to be there. Yeah. Radio Pulpit has to be there.
The devil must know you're serious.
All right, we have to sum it up for today.
Yes.
And also give the details, because I see family members are like, I missed the Saturday information. I missed. Let's see this one. All right. No, that one is not for us, Mariki. No, that one is not for us. All right. Let's sum it up.
Wonderful. So we have the Business Empowerment Seminar on Saturday, the 6th of April.
Mm.
Our theme, powerful theme, your path to kingdom wealth. Now, I said to you today, I'm talking about those characters that as you see them in the marketplace, they were able to command things that others could not command because they were empowered to function in the marketplace. So the last seat today is about the power of choice. What are you going to do? We've come here for 4 weeks. We have encouraged you. We've said all that we will say to you. We have said to you, go to our social media platforms. We are at Marketplace Summit, International Marketplace Summit. That's on our Facebook page, International Marketplace Summit, also on our YouTube, marketplacesummit.online on our Instagram page. So all this information is all over our social media pages. So we want you now to exercise the power of choice to register and tell the Lord, Father, I am positioning myself for this Business Empowerment Summit so that I can walk on my path to kingdom wealth. So as we said, our new venue to accommodate all the people that are coming is now at 2055 Frederick Road, Broad Acres, Four Ways, Sandton. Now the access is from Cedar Road, and that is the venue is also opposite the Plantation Club. So 2055 Frederick Road, Broad Acres, Four Ways in Sandton, and the access is from Cedar Road. So when you register, we will also send you all of this information, and we will also send you the location pin. We want to see you there. Engage with us. This is your year of open doors.
Alternatively, they can call 063-361-4417.
063-361-4417.
It's also
on
WhatsApp.
Don't miss your date with destiny. Yes, so you RSVP on our number, 063-361-4417, and the office will get in touch with you and help you through your registration.
Okay, then.
And as I said, online as well. So don't let that put you off.
Don't miss it. Lucy Ramongalo says, she started saying, you're a blessing, Ma.
Thank you.
You are a blessing. And then she says, the power of choice.
That's it. What are you going to do after this?
Mbali,
heard it all.
Mbali Favor Mashia, I tried to respond to give you the WhatsApp number. Please check the WhatsApp number there on your on our Radio Pulpit Facebook page. I tried to respond there. 063-361-4417. I'm going to repeat. 063-361-4417. And we are signing out with Mama, but she will be back. She has to.
Thank
she
you.
She has to come back.
Thank you, Sibongile.
Ah, ugasir trokheli rite sofela. She has to come back. But Ma, for family members, okay, who are there, who are feeling courageous today, who are feeling creative today, who are excited, and now they want to use their power of choice, they want to run in 2024, occupy till our Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ comes. I would like for you to say a prayer. I only have a minute.
Yes.
So that we can pray for them. And my family, I am signing out. Next up is Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. We love you so much. And have a beautiful, beautiful one. Hoping to meet you on Saturday at the summit.
Yes.
Radio Pulpit will be in the house.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm just going to hand over to Mama. We are praying in this 2 minutes. Join us.
Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. It is our season of resurrection. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, O God. Those who have tuned in this morning that needs a word of comfort, that needs a word of encouragement, that needs a word of exhortation. Lord, you will never turn us away. You said the just shall live by faith. So I release my faith in agreement with Sibongile, in agreement with everyone on this listening on this radio station today, and agree that this is your resurrection season. Those dead things can live again in Jesus' most powerful name. Amen.
And amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.